My name is Bill Murphy. I'm the administrator of the Risk Management Agency, and we oversee the Federal Crop Insurance Program.
You've been touring around central Missouri. Tell me what you're seeing.
I've seen a lot of crops suffering out there. I mean, it's amazing. I guys are starting to give up already. It's to the point where even if they get some rain at this point, they're not going to get a crop. So they're starting to make decisions on how they can best salvage the situation at this point. I've seen a lot of corn stalks with no ears on it. Probably the most surprising to me is some of these soybean fields that got in early. From the road, they're about thigh high, dark green, and you're thinking, man, that's got to have a great crop in it. And you get up close and look at it, and it's three or four pods, and it's starting to shed pods, you know. So it's just incredible. I don't think I've ever seen damage the breadth that we're seeing this year. It's really something. The Secretary Vilsack is very concerned about this. He's been giving us some flexibility with our programs to provide some relief. I think you'll see he'll continue to do that, looking for ways to make the program accommodate the situation we're seeing now. I mean, the run bright side, I think, is that folks are going to be harvesting a lot earlier this year out there. So I think they'll be able to turn their claims around quickly, and we can get money back into the community and get money to the farmers so that they can start dealing with some of their the debts and the pay off some of the bills that they have.
You know, in this Farm Bill year, we've been every discussion of the Farm Bill starts out with a safety net, and of course that has a lot to do with risk management. What does a year like this do to the realization for many producers that crop insurance, that risk management is so important?
Yeah, I think so. Unfortunately, I think, I mean, we're down to, what, 2% of the population now that works directly with agriculture. And a lot of people, I think, over the last 10 to 15 years think this is like automatic pilot. The guy goes out and plants seed, and he reaps a large crop and record prices, and everything's great in agriculture land. Why do we need these farm programs out there? And I think a year like this just brings it home that these programs are critical. Congress has to be very careful as they work in the Farm Bill, make sure they don't take something away that in a year like this would devastate producers. So I think it's just a good reminder to everybody that there's a lot of risk in farming. Guys have a lot of money on the line. They've got their, you know, the future of not only themselves but their children. And that if we're going to keep the food prices low and an abundance of food that we have to have strong programs to protect them in exactly a year like this.
You were talking to producers today about an increasing threshold of from 100,000 to 200,000. Expand on that, please.
Okay. Yeah. About 5-10 years ago, we one of the audit agencies came through, and they thought that we should automatically do a review of the records that a producer uses for his actual production history. For the first years until just last February, it was $100,000. If a farmer had over $100,000 in a claim, the company would have to review the records that the farmer used to come up with the actual production history. Just in February, we actually doubled that. It's now $200,000 before that's done. Probably the best takeaway point on that for your listeners or farmers as well, or potentially looking at claims, is that pull your records together now. If you're going to be in a situation where you're going to have $300,000, $400,000 claim, start getting your records now. Go to the elevator now before they get busy if you're missing something. The company will come out, they will review one year records, the most recent. If there's no problems and that you can show that you have your past records available, then they'll go down the road. You're done. But if there's a problem in that first year, they're going to go back two additional years. Now, at the end of the day, you usually don't find a lot of impact that this has on the guarantee. But the whole program is based on a producer's actual history. The program integrity depends on it. So we basically have to do these audits. But we're going to follow it along. If they're ending up to be too many done and it's slowing the process down too much, we have the authority to up that even further. So we'll watch that closely. And we can also relieve it in certain areas. We can say, okay, we've had enough done. You don't have to do any more in Kansas and Missouri, whatever. So we're going to be watching that closely, working with the companies and seeing if we get ourselves in that situation.
This is also a year that some producers may be hard-pressed to come up with that premium.
Yeah.
Tell me, what are there concessions being made and what are they?
Yeah, actually, and the Secretary has been, Vilsack has been looking at ways to get some further relief to growers through the programs. One of the changes in our program from the 2008 Farm Bill is that the premium billing date was actually moved up 30 days. Rather than October 1st, it's now September 1st, and an interest penalty will start applying 30 days after that. The Secretary was concerned about that, and he asked us to get with the private industry that sells and services the program and see if we could delay that interest penalty by 30 days. The companies are agreeable to that. We've heard already from three quarters of them, and they said no problem, they'll be willing to do that. And so I think that'll give a little bit of breathing room, I think, to the guy before that 1.5% interest actually starts applying. He'll get an additional 30 days. But also another nice aspect of a program is these claims are being done early. They'll just deduct the premium from the claims process. So a lot of these guys won't even have to worry about it. But I think some guys may run into that problem. That would provide some relief.
It's safely assumed, I think, that there are going to be a lot of claims. How are you going to come up with the money for this?
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of that question this year. In our program, for our commitments out there right now, we're fully funded. We could have every policy in the country have a complete loss, and we have the funding to do it. The companies themselves, they share in the risk on our program. They are well-financed right now. They've come off a good run of years. You know, the last 10 to 15 years have been pretty amazing nationwide. So the companies have had good years, so they're in very good financial condition. So I don't see any problem. Also, when you look at, you know, one of the worst years since 2002 was last year, 2011. The companies did a lot of claims work last year, so they have a very experienced workforce right now. So they'll respond very quickly. They're already moving loss adjusters around to get things done. So I think it should move well. There shouldn't be a lot of problems. But stay in touch with your company. If you got insurance and your agent, if you're going to do anything different, let them know. Mm-hmm. All right? Because you don't want to run into a claims problem because of a decision you made to cut silage and didn't tell your agent you were doing it. So stay in touch with your agent. That's what I'm telling everybody.
Yeah. And can you explain to me how the risk is shared between RMA and the companies?
Yeah, basically what it is that each year the companies designate basically by policy crop state of how much risk they want to take in that area. Traditionally, the Midwest, the companies take a lot of the risk. All right. When you get into the Southeast, Texas, the High Plains, they want the government to take more risk on that. But what you end up with is a year like this is that they are going to take losses this year. But like I said, they're well financed, they're well capitalized, they have reinsurance. Insurance companies buy insurance from other insurance companies. It's called reinsurance. And those treaties are all in place right now. So farmers should not worry about that. What they should worry about is their crop and what they need to do and stay in touch with the companies, and we're not going to have a problem with funding at all.